This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
This is a knob.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with.
This.
I have you f***ed it. Don't even know how to play football, all right?
Is also a knob.
That's a clown question, bro.
And these are knobservations.
That they are. That they are. So where we go.
Whee!
No mention of, what are they called? Slats?
A slat could be a nickname for a tall, slender man also. A slat.
Is that what you're going for, Dave?
No, I was going for an opening in the paper towel. It would be a slat.
Hmm. I see.
You want to put your face on a tall, slender man?
That could be something. Give it a try. So, The Athletic conducted an anonymous, always anonymous. I want to see some people put their names on this.
Who did this? The Athletic?
The Athletic.
Uh-huh.
They conducted a poll. The most overrated player in the NBA. Talk to 100 active players.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Any guesses? I know we like to guess on this program.
Most overrated?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Trae Young.
That's right.
What? Yeah, clearly, you looked at this.
You had to see this.
I have seen nothing.
There's no way, without hesitation, you went Trae Young. No way.
All right. Well, let's see how much you read then. Hey, listen, no penalty for being prepared.
Was this in the rundown?
No.
Oh.
No penalty for being prepared, by the way. How about who was second? It's a tie. So you have decent odds.
Rick, you read this. Ooh. Who was second?
One is very, very, very local.
Julius Randle.
That is correct.
That's not very nice.
Tied for second. I'm just reporting the news. Tied for second with Randle was Pascal Siakam of Toronto. And then comes Jimmy Butler, Rudy Gobert, Jaren Jackson, and...
Jaren Jackson is an awful choice. He's terrific.
Listen, I'm just reporting.
I don't mean to be attacking you. I'm sorry.
It seems you are. After Jackson is another very, very local and highly criticized player.
RJ Barrett.
Kyrie Irving.
The first one, the former, was
That's
correct.
That's right. So who was the winner there?
I'll tell you, well, he got the first one, though.
So yeah, because he cheated.
Well,
why
did
he cheat?
Even if you max Scherzer did, it was legal. So
surprised Dylan Brooks is not on this list.
Funny you say that, Dave. That's amazing. Following RJ Barrett is Dylan Brooks.
Really?
Which leads us really nicely into our next story here on the program. Which,
by the way, quickly, RJ, just on that list that you're talking about.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because I did see it.
I appreciate the honesty.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, I prepare for the show, and, like, somebody...
Sorry, you know, I stumbled onto some back-channel Athletic article that I have to pay to be able to see.
Oh, no, I didn't. It's
like $4 a month.
Right, on a program that I watched. player most like you'd most like to build around.
Like build a home?
Yes.
No, not build a home.
No, yes,
build
a home, yes.
Yeah, build a home around. Hmm. Really settle down with.
Spend time with.
Yeah.
A slat, if you will.
Yeah. Kevin Durant.
That is a slender, tall, slender man.
That is a tall, slender man.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of the Slender Man thing?
Could you answer my question?
But I will in a moment. Have you ever heard of Slender Man?
Some internet thing, right?
Yeah, it's some creepy stuff. What's your question?
Who do you think the answer to this question? Player you'd most like to build your team around?
Is age an issue here?
Of course.
Ja Morant.
No, it was Giannis. And he got like 52% of the vote. The next closest was like 8.5%.
He's awesome.
That's a huge disparity.
He's awesome.
By the way,
that was it.
I think that 52% is correct, by the way.
Yes, it was right?
Yep.
Anyway, so Dylan Brooks, really nice transition there by Dave. Lakers, Grizzlies, all tied at one. They're best of seven. So, little off day time. What better way to spend it than to call out LeBron James if you're Dylan Brooks?
I don't care. He's old. If I was waiting for that, if
I was expecting him to do that game four, game five. He wanted to say something when I got my fourth foul. He should have been saying that earlier on. I poke bears. I don't respect no one until they come and give me 40. I pride myself on, you know, what I do is defense and taking on any challenge that's on the board.
Ugh.
I can't stand him.
What is he doing?
He's poking bears.
Tell you what, though.
The guy is, if not the best player in the history of the game, clearly top three, and you're going right after him? Why?
I tell you what, though. They backed it up afterwards.
Grizzlies, a good win last night,
Grizzlies,
huh?
Even that series, 1-1 with the Lakers. And if you're wondering, Dylan Brooks in that game scored 12 points in 22 minutes.
Didn't play very much.
Is that the most unlikable team in the NBA right now?
Not even close.
They are unlikable, yes.
LeBron went for 28 and 12 in the loss.
It's amazing.
Have some respect for the greats, really.
Well, you know what he's doing. I mean, it's, you know what he's doing.
Yeah, but it's gross.
He's joining a long list, though, that have come before him of the Stevenson and, who was it way back when to in like 2008 that called out LeBron that he called him back out. This seems to be the way to go when you're under, you know, when you're taking on LeBron in the playoffs and you want to kind of level things out a little bit.
Well, how does that level it out? Why would you give LeBron James more motivation? Well,
listen, at least he's not acting out of character. Like, that's kind of who he is.
Yeah, he's a troll. This is who he is, yes.
Well, but that's his whole game.
To answer your question, Rick, I think there's a thought that if you can... I think there's a thought in the league that LeBron can be rattled a little bit. Why else would people do it?
I think part of it is because we're talking about it. Otherwise, why would you be talking about Dylan Brooks right now?
You wouldn't. You wouldn't even mention Dylan Brooks. You wouldn't even know who Dylan Brooks was if he didn't do some of the stuff he does. And I'm rooting for Memphis in the series.
Did you hear Jeff Van Gundy yesterday on the K-Show?
No. What did he say?
They're talking, you know, plenty of hoops. But the news about Max Scherzer being tossed broke during the interview on the K-Show. And this is how it went.
Max Scherzer was ejected from the Dodger game for apparently having an illegal foreign substance on his glove.
Yeah, this was during the end of the inning when they examined the glove and he was ejected. So
did he go nuts?
I guess only the Yankee pitchers get to stay in for illegal substances.
Very nice, Chip. I like where you're going.
Enjoy that.
Please continue.
That's a man up to date on what's going on.
Jeff's a big Astros fan? No, he's a huge Astros fan.
Living out there in Houston.
Yeah, that's why he mocks the Yankees.
He's not a Houston guy.
He's fully.
He is now.
Fully Houston.
Isn't he from New York?
Yeah, but he's living in Houston.
Lives in Houston.
So he became an Astros fan when?
I'm assuming when he was a
Rockets. I don't know.
Coach.
Check his Wikipedia. How would I know that?
We need a date.
So he's kind of a fraud, is what we're saying.
Oh, my God.
Clearly not a Yankee fan.
Well, no. If he became an Astros fan when he managed or when he coached the Rockets, then he's a fraud.
You got to understand one thing, though. Here's the thing you need to understand.
What do I have to understand?
If you grow up, if you grew up similar to like how I grew up, and I don't know how JVG grew up, where you don't have somebody that's a diehard fan like yourself, or your dad's not a diehard fan. You don't have a team that you naturally just fall into. Okay, my dad's a Giants fan, so I'm going to be a Giants fan. I was more a fan of players, and then you get to experience like he probably did when he was coaching in Houston. You get to meet the coach of the like. They bring you in, and you can't help but all of a sudden now root for the team, especially when you live there.
Eh.
You know,
can I say something, please?
I guess, yeah.
Please.
Let me guess what it is going to be. You're listening to DPHO and Rothenberg.
Say the whole thing.
Finish it off.
I don't know the rest of it.
Because you're a simpleton. Let me do it. You're listening to DPHO and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN, WEPN-FM. New York.
You should memorize that.
I really
should. He can't. He doesn't even say it with any flavor.
I think both of you should.
It should be WEPN.
You should.
if there's one thing you should know, it's that.
I used to test Michael on the, you know, the all broadcast to it, but the, you know, rights and restrictions disseminated by.
He
blah,
can do
blah,
the whole thing?
I used to hit him on it, like in the offseason. That's how I could tell he's ready for the season.
Oh.
So, a lot of umpire discussion today. I take you back to last week. Jim Wolfe was the home plate umpire for Cubs Dodgers.
You know Jim Wolfe? You know his brother used to be former major league pitcher Randy Wolfe.
I did not.
Yep.
I do now.
Now you do.
So, brother of Randy, Jim, is the home plate ump for Cubs Dodgers. Doesn't sound like a Huge series, probably didn't watch it. Well, Cody Bellinger returned to L.A. for the first time as a Chicago Cub. And we mock the video and the applause. He deserves it. Cody Bellinger deserves that as a visiting player coming back to Dodger Stadium for the first time. So he's getting his standing ovation. Problem is, the old pitch clock was already started.
They played a video of his Dodger highlights and got a standing ovation from this Dodger Stadium crowd on his first trip back here. And he got a pitch clock violation. Come on, Jim, read the room.
So before Cody's in the box, it's an 0-1 count.
He is, the announcer, 100% correct.
Why? I still don't understand it, though. Like, why in your mind as an umpire or referee do you feel the need to do something like that?
I mean, you let him get his applause. He played there for a long time. Dodgers fans really appreciated him. He moves on to Chicago. He comes back.
He won an MVP there, didn't
first,
he?
First appearance. You give the guy 30 seconds of an ovation, then he steps into the batter's box, and then you start the pitch clock. I mean, what are we doing?
Baseball gonna baseball.
Enrico Palazzo, like, come on, man, stop it.
Red Sox had a big win a couple of days ago, and Alex Verdugo hit a walk-off double in the bottom
of the
10th.
Oh, you're mean. This is not nice.
In the bottom of the 10th, and here's how it sounded on NESN afterwards.
What's going through your mind as they're taking time to really evaluate that play again?
Please be fair. Oh, my bad. But please be fair, man. I was like, I just didn't want to pull one and dang. I didn't want.
We're live, Alex.
Sorry, guys.
That's nice.
That's not what I thought you were going to do.
What was I going to do?
The call of the announcer on the game, he didn't say it was a home run.
Oh, no.
He didn't think it was a homer. He thought it was a double.
Oh, missed that part.
No, yeah. I'm not going to go ahead.
That's the opposite of a bomb.
Yeah, that's right.
I just thought that was humorous. And finally, Devils, Rangers tonight.
Let's go.
Game 2. Can hear it on this fine radio station after the K Show coverage begins. Ray will be there. I think he's dropping the ceremonial first puck is what I hear. But if you can't be there, listen on this fine radio station.
Dan Grosso pregame.
So, Devils associate coach, Andrew Brunette. Might be wondering why on earth would I be bringing up Andrew Brunette.
Former coach of the Panthers.
That thought right now.
Hey.
That is a great segue from Rick, who I assume has seen this story. So, former coach of the Panthers. That means he'd be in Florida. This is not DHIF, by the way. So, Andrew Brunette, a couple of months ago, news surfaced yesterday. He was down in Florida where he used to coach the Panthers. He's driving his golf cart on February 1st, minding his own business when, I don't know if you know this, golf carts have motors and you cannot operate them when you're under the influence of alcohol.
Oh. You know I coached the Florida Panthers.
Sorry?
The Florida Panthers. I was coaching.
Yeah?
Yeah. You don't care.
No. No disrespect, but no.
You don't care. You don't care.
It's Florida. Why would they care? Oh.
I coach the Florida Panthers. You don't care.
So I went to jail in Broward County, but I want to hear it again.
You know I coached the Florida Panthers.
Sorry?
The Florida Panthers. I was coaching.
Yeah?
Yeah. You don't care.
No. No disrespect, but no.
Yeah, you're drunk, sir.
We had. Did I ever tell you? I probably did. I hate to repeat the same story.
Go Devils!
I ever tell you the story about the guy for the flyers that they told if he pulled up to a toll booth, he wouldn't have to pay. He would just yell out flyers.
Right.
So the first time he tried it, he just pulls out, and as he's pulling up, he rolls down his window. He's going, "Flyers! I play for the Flyers." The person's like, no, you got to pay the toll. No one cares that you play for the Flyers.
Do they not do tolls where you're from?
Yeah, I like Idiots. That. You don't care. No, really. How dumb was the Flyers guy that he opened up his window and started screaming Flyers?
Imagine the camera dumb. Footage of that. Just a man driving by not paying
flyers!
The toll.
Flyers!
Flyers! Flyers! How would that work on an easy pass? You scream like as you're approaching it?
Imagine if you just drove. Imagine if he just drove right through the electronic arm tube.
Flyers! Why will it not go up the arm?
It didn't open.
I'm screaming Flyers.
Toll booth Willie's very
Philadelphia
confused.
Flyers! Oh. Broad Street Bullies!
One more time and then we'll move on.
You know I coached the Florida Panthers.
Sorry?
The Florida Panthers. I was coaching.
Yeah?
Yeah. You don't care.
No. No disrespect, but no.
That's how we do it when you're real in Florida.
All right.
got the visual on the mail. He is naked doing push-ups at the entrance of the food store here.
Did it happen in Florida?
Because there ain't no better place in the world to live than right here, dude. It should be a two-drink minimum anywhere you walk in.
Come on vacation, leave on probation.
And you will come back on violation.
All right. That last story did happen in Florida. It is your job to figure out if this next one did.
Okay.
Sadly, Ray cannot participate. He sent me this a couple of weeks ago, but now this story, it deserves its right due. It's probably
this is going to be a doozy, isn't it?
So sometimes people in this space, this time every week, we feature them stealing things that don't belong to them.
What stealing means?
That's right. So that is the case.
Stealing slats.
That's right. So
slacks?
They meant slats.
Sure. Dress pants?
Sure.
Slacks, same thing. So we have a man. He's at Target. He sees a scooter. He's like, I want a scooter. They're all the rage these days. Problem is, it costs $540.
Uh-oh.
It's a little hefty. Our friend here's a little light. He still wants a scooter, though. Picks it up, walks out with it. To his surprise, gets outside. So what do you do when you're outside now with this scooter?
You get on it. You scoot.
Well, this man, he doesn't have a way home. He didn't drive there. He walked. So as Dave said, now what do? You need that scooter. You got to get away. Problem is, it's in the box in like 12 pieces.
Oh no. Don't even tell me he starts to put the thing together.
Cracks open the box. Starts to put that scooter together.
Right in front of the store?
On the sidewalk in front of Target, yeah.
Oh my God.
So he's putting this assembly. He's got the directions. It's all laid out. Putting this scooter together. We are almost home free. Some time has elapsed now. The police have arrived looking for a man that has stolen a scooter.
And there he is.
And
hang on, I'm almost done.
And they cannot believe their sight. They pull up. And they say, no way. Yes way. That's the man right there who has yet to assemble the scooter. They arrest him, and he goes to jail for petty theft.
Oh.
I ask you, did this scooter-stealing man happen in Florida?
Doesn't it have to be?
This is the most Florida story I think you've ever told on the show.
It has to be Florida. I will say yes. If it's not, then I don't know what would be.
I'm 1,000. I would be willing to bet a large sum of money that this is Florida.
This breaks the streak.
I have not thrown a Florida your way in a long time.
I think it's definitely Florida.
Wow, you guys are good. You guys are good. Happened in a place called Bunnell, Florida. I don't know where that is.
Bunnell?
Yeah, Bunnell.
What's amazing is you guys didn't even hesitate. You were on point. But if you see the picture on the article with this guy and you look at him,
it all makes sense.
You wouldn't need to hear the story. You would know. Yeah, this is definitely Florida.
So there's no doubt this is Florida.
At the end, I don't wear a mask for the same reason I don't wear underwear.
that's titled in the system, Florida woman. Just so you know. Yeah, you heard it right.
What's that reason?
To let her face breathe.
I could play the entire cut. Want to hear it?
Yeah, please.
At the end, I don't wear a mask for the same reason I don't wear underwear. Things gotta breathe.
You know what the most troubling part of the whole thing is?
Is the applause afterwards.
The applause.
Yeah.
Like, yes! Yes, that's the woman we follow here.
And that is today's outing.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
You got any kind of sponsor there with that?
No.
I do, though.
Go ahead.
This portion of the show, driven by the All American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. We'll get back to the Mets story, the Roz and the Max Scherzer. Just a couple of moments. Why don't we rifle through some of these calls? It's been a while. No voices today. Shooter Stanford. Good morning, Shooter.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, company. I gotta keep it low. I'm just got on the subway.
You're underground right now?
No. I'm above ground, but okay. We could go underground. So if you lose me, you know why.
Okay, Shooter.
You were talking about the airplane yesterday. Okay, and when people recline, right, they smash into your legs. So I will always hold the seat for 20 minutes on a plane. So they cannot recline back. and it usually works. Sometimes
what do you mean you hold the seat?
I will literally hold their seat with my legs and arms every time they try to do it, and they can't recline back.
And that they know you're doing this, right?
No, they think it's jam usually. Like sometimes they'll call the stewardess over, and I'll like do it with my legs at that point so she can't see me. And if she looks at me, I'll word with my lips. I'll be like, please don't, please. And they usually just walk away and say it's jammed. But that works. I'm 6'3". I have to do this. I'm not a bad guy. I just have no room.
No, I don't blame you for that. It's the person that's trying to put the chair back that's to be blamed here.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just not considerate, but whatever.
You
know,
all right. What do you got, Shooter, before you go underground here?
Okay. Quickly. Mets, Yankees. Both seasons haven't got off to the starts we've all hoped for. Who do you think's in bigger trouble, and who do you think makes the bigger move to make things right? Have a great day, folks.
I wouldn't say either team is in trouble, Rick. I think that's a bit much, no?
No, I don't think either team is in trouble. I mean, there's some question marks.
I mean, Yankees are what, 11-7? Mets are 12-7? I mean, to sit here and say, you know, hasn't gotten off to the start you wanted. I mean, there's injuries. You know, Mets have look at the Mets starting rotation now. Carrasco is going to be at. They said Carrasco. It could be just a couple day thing. Could be the entire season.
Well, no, not a couple days. I mean, it's going to be longer than that. I mean, he's shut down. He's got a bone chip.
Right. This could need surgery. Be out for the season.
Right. If the injection doesn't work, then yeah, he's going to have surgery to get the bone chip out. It's not great.
I don't think either team's in trouble. Who would be more concerning? I think the Mets have more holes than the Yankees right now.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I mean, I think the question as to which team makes the bigger move, I think the Mets probably will probably have to make the bigger move. Would have to consider making the bigger move because you're still going to. I mean, yeah, unless all of a sudden you're able to. With what you have, if it's Vientos or whoever it ends up being, is able to solve that DH problem you got. But
you see what he did yesterday?
Vientos?
Yeah, I think he went 5-for-6 in a doubleheader.
Yeah, just raking down in the minors.
I mean, all these guys are.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's great, but it's, I mean, again, it's a big jump up.
Sure it is. And although Alvarez, it was yesterday, I think Alvarez had two hits, right?
Yeah, Alvarez had a couple hits yesterday.
Yeah, so that's nice. Good for him. Let's go to Yov in Israel. Yov, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. How are you guys?
Good. Yov, where have you been? I've missed you, and you've been nowhere to be found.
Hey, listen, it's hard to call you guys. You're a big show now. It's a little bit harder to get through than it used to be. So, you know, it's a little hard to call you, Dave.
Well, we miss you. I hope you're doing all right.
I miss you. I miss you too, guys. So I think the Yankees lineup, the two most important player in the lineup is DJ LeMahieu and Gleyber Torres. I mean, if DJ and Gleyber can turn to be the player they were in 2019 and 2018, this team will benefit from this a lot. I mean, it will change this entire lineup for me.
Well, listen, Gleyber's got off to a good start. He's in the middle of his first slump of the season. He's one for his last 21. He had the sack fly that won it last night, but he's one for his last 21. I agree with the DJ LeMahieu thing. I mean, the most important bat in the Yankees lineup is Aaron Judge. I mean, that goes without saying.
Well, no, but I think he means kind of like the unheralded at bat in that lineup, right? Not obviously it's Judge.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see the Gleyber Torres you saw back when he had 38 home runs.
Yeah, but I don't think you need to see that.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so either. But again, I mean, he's also one of the names that you hear being thrown around to get potentially traded.
You know, by the way, is starting to really look better.
Yeah, Volpe.
Volpe.
Yeah.
You can like he clearly belongs here.
Right, you can tell. I mean,
I like him in the leadoff spot too.
That's I told you. That's where he feels most comfortable.
Well, I'm agreeing with you then.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Don't scold me.
And he is exciting to watch on the bases, Ben.
He really is. And that's something that baseball, all the negativity that we started the show with and the rosin and where's the line, and I think that's very fair criticism. Baseball, they got it 100% right. I mean, these bases, it makes a huge difference because it's more exciting now.
Well, bases, I mean, your inability to throw to throw to first as many times as you want. the pitch clock also helps, you got to imagine, too, right? Because, I mean, you're sitting there as a runner watching the pitch clock come down. Guy's going to have to deliver it to the player. It's going to be a ball, so you have a pretty good idea of when you can
when you can go. You see Volpe, yeah, like, dancing back and forth on first base?
Yeah, I guess that's how they teach him to do it.
I guess.
We were talking about it yesterday. They have a base coach, a base running specialist that goes through the minor leagues and teaches the guys how to steal bases.
Let's go to Corey in, I think he's in Greenwich. I think I have that right. Good morning, Corey.
Hi, guys.
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, well, first, before I have my point, I had a quick fact from yesterday. You guys were talking about grapes.
Yeah.
You're eating grapes. And so I looked up the world record of grapes in your mouth.
What was it?
Well, let's guess.
Okay.
How many? One,
this is normal-sized grapes.
Well, I guess you'd probably try to go with the smallest grape if you're looking for the world record. I'm going to say 22 grapes.
Well, I'll say higher than 22.
88.
I'm
gonna
say, no way.
No chance.
Yes.
Holy moly, that's a lot of grapes.
So we were talking about California grapes, and your thought, Corey, was, let me look up the world record for how many the most anybody's ever put in their mouth is.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What do you got today, Cor?
Not to be off topic, but you guys were talking about Mel Kiper, and I actually called him on Saturday on his show in the mornings. And this past Saturday, you call in Mel for a draft question. So I asked him about the 13th pick for the New York Jets. And I asked him, so assuming that Rodgers is going to be a Jet, but everybody's talking about getting a lineman for him, what happens if they picked Jigba at 13? And he said that being number 13 is right where you want to be because he could be there at 13. But he said he has him going the pick right before.
Oof.
So you want to draft – so you as a Jets fan want to draft a wide receiver at 13, then, is what you're saying.
But don't you have enough, Corey? And I'm not saying Smith and Jigba is not going to be awesome, but don't you have enough receivers that you might not need to take a receiver there?
Well, you got rid of Moore, and why not more weapons? And with Rodgers,
because you got to protect the guy.
Right, and you brought in Mecole Hardman, too.
I mean, and thanks for the call. The number one – I would think – maybe I'm wrong. The number one thing you have to do, you have to protect this guy.
Right, you have to protect him. You also have questions all along that line. You got no center. You don't know what Mekhi Becton's going to give you. This is Dwayne Brown. It's going to be his last year. So, yeah, I mean, I think...
How many offensive linemen right now do you look at for the Jets and say, love that guy?
Love that guy?
Yeah, Vera Tucker, who's also coming off injury.
You love him, yeah. Absolutely.
But he's also coming off major injury.
Right, he's coming off major injury. Dwayne Brown was good. I don't know what Mekhi's going to give you. You got to address the center position.
You have to fix the offensive line. There can't be doubts. I understand that he's, you know, mobile in the pocket, but Aaron Rodgers is old, and the last thing you want to do is have Aaron Rodgers take a lot of hits as he joins the Jets.
Well, on top of that, too, I don't know when this is going to get done. I'd like to believe once it does get done, Aaron's going to be fully invested. He's going to be all in as he's working with the wide receivers and everything else, but you already got his guy here. You got Mecole Hardman here. You got the offensive rookie of the year. You still got Corey Davis. You still got Denzel Mims.
Right.
Like, how much is he going to use a rookie with a guy that doesn't really feel comfortable with rookie wide receivers?
Correct. Now, I'll tell you what. How about, and I think RJ on the premature look ahead sent yesterday that a move that you look at for the Jets and the Giants. The Giants was DeAndre Hopkins. How about him for the Jets?
Yeah, listen, that would be interesting to me. I just don't know.
Trade one of those second round picks for him.
Yeah, I don't. Well, you're gonna have to trade one of those second round picks to the Green Bay, I would think.
Unless the deal's not done.
Yeah, I don't know locker wise how that fits.
What, Hopkins?
Yeah.
Why, is he a bad guy?
I don't know if it's necessarily a bad guy. I don't know if it's.
Is he a polarizing guy?
I think interesting probably would be the. The better word.
Tell you what, he's pretty darn good.
No, he's definitely, listen, He's definitely a really good wide receiver. I don't
know what more you need, though, to be honest with you.
You need, like, offensive line help.
No, I'm saying at the receiving position.
Yeah, well, that's the point. I don't think you should use the 13th overall pick for a wide receiver.
I saw
you're in a pretty good spot.
Now, I believe this is true, and Raymond, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I believe the last, like, five or six teams to pick 25th have traded the selection.
I think that is correct. I have heard something to that effect.
That's wild, huh?
It's that sweet spot for trades.
Yeah. I guess teams, they see a guy's drop to that spot and they want to move up and get him.
Yeah, but you have so much. You trust Joe Shane so much that whatever he does, you believe in it.
Oh, well, why would I not?
Because you love Joe Shane. I'm not saying you should.
Right, but no, really. I know you joke about it, and that's fine, but why would I not trust Joe Shane?
I don't think he's giving you any reason not to trust him.
I mean, he goes and brings a guy I never heard of, Isaiah Hodgins, off the scrap heap. Turns out to be a really good receiver for you. Like, Joe Shane is good.
Joe Shane is good.
Drafted well last year.
Like, you don't have to defend him to me. I was just busting your chops.
Well, I didn't think it was all that nice.
I'm very sensitive today.
Very sensitive.
You see what Tua said? You see what Tua said the other day?
That he almost retired?
How sad would that have been?
We have audio of that, I'm told.
Oh, look at this.
This is what we do. Let's take a listen to Tua saying he was on the verge of retiring.
I considered it for a time, having sat down with my family, having sat down with my wife and having those kind of conversations. It would be hard for me to walk away from this game with how old I am, with my son. I always dreamed of playing as long as I could to where my son knew exactly what, you know, he was watching his dad do. It's my health. It's my body. And I feel like this is what's best for me and my family. So, I mean, I love the game of football. You know, if I didn't, I would have quit a long time.
Well, welcome to choose whatever it is that he wants. I get nervous when a guy says, you know, I want my son to remember me. You know what else you'd like? You'd like your son, you know, and you to be able to have a conversation when you're 60 years old.
Yeah, I'd like to remember your son.
Right, you know, not walking through and kids say, hey, dad, and you'd be like, and you would be who?
Right, but he's 25 years old. And at this point, he's willing to risk the long-term effects of whatever happens. I mean, to have that many concussions in that short a time span is scary. It really
and he
is.
Can. And it's his decision. He can live the life that he wants to lead. I'm sure he talked about it with his family and his wife and everybody, and that's fine. But it certainly is reason for concern, the injuries he's sustained so far.
Of course, absolutely. That's the only reason at this age you consider retiring. I mean, you remember how that concussion looked, where his arms fenced and he couldn't.
That was awful.
The point where he actually he's learning how to fall, which is the hope that when he falls, he can prevent his head from snapping back and smashing off the turf.
Don't you have if you have to learn how to fall properly? Don't you have a real problem though?
Do you have a real problem? I think just the nature of being a quarterback getting hit is kind of the bigger problem, regardless of if you learn to fall or not.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Last time a team held on to the 25th pick, Rick. 2016.
Wow.
So 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, all traded.
What was the team?
The Steelers, right, Ray?
The Steelers.
Artie Burns, the Steelers.
One of Dave's favorite players was one of the players selected with a 25th pick in this span.
Who was that?
Alleged future Giant.
Oh, Brandon Ayuk. There's nothing alleged about it.
Dave's going to go kidnap him.
At some point, he's going to be a Giant.
What did I just see? Did I just see that Baltimore was going to trade for Cortland Sutton?
I thought I read that. That they had discussed it.
Yeah, and then they decided to pivot. Yeah, that's why they pivoted to Odell.
Yeah. You're not going to trade for Sutton now.
No. I think it was previous to signing Odell.
Yes, that there were discussions, and I guess Denver then wanted way too much, and then they pivoted to move in a different direction.
Yeah.
All right, 1-800-919-3776. I got to tell you. And this is great. It makes me feel so good about myself. Here's your chance to build a former Olympian's ride presented by All-American Ford. Rev up the ESPN New York app and click on the contest tile to vote on the different vehicle options on Rick's beautiful 2023 Ford Bronco. Voting runs through next Friday, April the 28th, when All-American Ford will build the car and deliver it to New York's favorite radio host. Rick will then drive the hell out of it for about 2 months, and then we'll give it away to one lucky VIP at this year's Beach Bash on June 30th.
I'm going to drive it very nice.
No, he's
very
not.
Nice.
Are you a decent driver?
I'm an excellent driver.
Say that again, a little slower.
I'm an excellent driver.
You have a chance to win the car. All brought to you by All-American Ford Auto Group with huge locations throughout New Jersey in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Head to ESPNNewYork.com for promotion rules and information.
I'm an excellent driver.
Yeah, definitely an excellent driver. All right, so Rangers-Devils. Rangers go out there, win tonight. I mean, they take a complete stranglehold on this series. All the pressure, right, is on the Devils for this one?
Yes, that's right. All the pressure is on the Devils. You can't drop two at home.
No, you cannot. Even though you're not, there's really no travel and you'll have some fans in the building, if you're the Devils, you have to figure out a way to win this game. And they look... I mean, game one, and I know it was only game one, they looked, I don't know, like that was a big moment for them.
Well, because it is a big moment for them. I mean that's the reality
like
of the playoffs.
A little big for them is what I'm saying.
It could be. I mean, it could have been the case. Inexperience is for everybody, I mean, that doesn't have it, tries to explain that you don't need the experience. But I believe it's important. And you had a Rangers team that went all the way to the Eastern Conference Final last year.
Right. And led to nothing before our stupid assistant PD, John Winthrop, sent out that text.
Which was disgusting. Added a couple players that have been there and done it. Tarasenko and Kane. And they went out in game one, and you saw Shesterkin. The same Shesterkin you saw last year, who's capable of being the best goalie in the game. And then on top of that, I mean, what the Rangers were able to do on the penalty kill, 4 power plays, no shots for the Devils.
Awesome. And what, the Rangers scored 2 power play goals?
Yep. Special teams was big, even to the point where, you know what's funny? This was funny. So I said to you after that game that my favorite part of the game was Lindgren scoring.
Right.
Did you see what happened after the game?
No, I don't think so. What, did he get the Broadway hat?
No. So the Broadway hat was given to Shesterkin, and Shesterkin took it and said, no, I want to give it to Lindy because I didn't think Lindy could lift a puck above someone's knees.
Huh.
So, nice so he shot gave it to him. Lindgren.
I think it probably should have been saved, but it was a nice-looking shot.
Definitely should have been saved. That is correct, but it was a great shot. No, the Rangers were good, man. I told you, like, their forwards defended the hell out of the Devils, especially with the back pressure. You're blocking shots all over the place. Barkley Goodrow, I mean, sacrificing his body all over the place. Rangers are a really good team, and if the Devils want to have any chance in the series, they have to win tonight.
So what do we expect? We expect the Devils to show out tonight?
You're going to get you'll get the Devils' best punch. But you got the Devils. I mean, you got a real good pushback from the Devils in to start that second period.
The thing is, you're going to always have the advantage in goal, and that's such a big advantage to have in a playoff series in hockey.
It absolutely is. That's why, I mean, hot goalies capable of stealing you series. Not just games, they can steal you series.
And this guy was so good last year. And he has the potential to be, I mean, I know you love Vasilevsky. Okay, he has the potential to be either 1B or the second best goalie in the world.
Dude, he had one of the great seasons a goalie's had last year.
I don't. If he plays at that level, I don't know how the Devils win the series.
If he plays at that level, forget just this series. I mean, you're going to have. I mean, the Rangers are going to be a tough out.
Yeah, but I don't want to look ahead.
No, we're not looking ahead. I'm just saying. I mean, Devils, yeah, but just in general, when you have the amount of firepower that the Devils have currently.
Now you love talking hockey, right?
It's my favorite.
Okay, so let's. And I'm giving you a hypothetical. Islanders lose in six. They don't move on. It's over. Rangers beat the Devils in whatever, six games. Do you now root for the Rangers to go on a run so there's more hockey? Or do you dislike them to the point that you want to see them lose just because you hate them?
Are you guaranteeing me? Well,
I'm not guaranteeing you anything.
So they could win the Stanley Cup.
They could win the Cup, and they get to the Cup. They get to the Cup final, and the Rangers take on the Edmonton Oilers. Is it worth the risk for you to have the Rangers in the Stanley Cup final, or let's get them out quickly?
I would like them out quickly. If you're not going to guarantee me they won't win the Stanley Cup, then nope. I need them out.
So I'm not guaranteeing that. So you're going to root against them then?
Yeah, I'm going to need them out.
Thank you for the call. I wish the Rangers had drafted me.
You sure?
Yeah, I don't think I have a choice. I can't risk the Rangers winning the Stanley Cup.
What happens then?
My life is now every person I meet, hey, I'm Steve, I'm a Rangers fan, how about that Stanley Cup? I'm good.
I think it'd be entertaining.
For you, because you're a Rangers fan somehow.
What do you mean somehow?
Because you're a disgrace to Long Island.
Not a disgrace.
A disgrace. So, I mean, you could ride your bike to the Coliseum, and if for some reason you're a Rangers fan.
It would have been a real ride, though.
Yeah, well, because you're
I mean,
fat,
I got to get on the Meadowbrook Parkway, and then unless I could take side streets, you're looking at a good 8-mile, 10-mile bike ride.
No, you go right down. You go right down Glen Cove Road.
Can I go straight Glen down Cove Road past, to Hempstead Turnpike?
No, you go straight down Glen Cove Road. You get to Stewart. You take a left. You're down there. Over
those,
around
those
Roosevelt
are very busy
Field.
Roads. I could get run
I saw,
over.
I saw a 60-something-year-old man driving his bike on 495 the other day. Fine.
Was he in the HOV lane?
No, he was on the right. He was by the rumble strips.
Why would he choose to get on the LIE?
I think he had to have screwed up. I think he thought service road.
How do you
road
screw up getting on the most populated highway in the world?
I think he took an on-ramp accidentally. I don't know.
I wonder what that road is. Yeah, I'll give it a try.
Yeah, that looks like traffic's moving well.
Oh, my God, I'm on the LIE.
Oh, what's happening?
Rangers win tonight. And obviously anything can happen. Rangers win tonight. The series over?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a hard time believing that going back to the Garden that the Devils can now win 4 or 5. I would have a hard time believing that.
I can't wait for this game tonight. We have the game right here on our airwaves, 7 o'clock.
The NHL playoffs are amazing.
Amazing. And how about the unbeatable Boston Bruins losing at home last night?
Yeah, a couple disgusting turnovers by them. They weren't going to go. I mean, listen, they weren't going to go through the playoffs undefeated.
I know, but you'd like to see them have some kind of a bump in the road.
Yeah,
along the way.
Absolutely,
it's like a real bump in the road.
Every team in the if you have a team in the Eastern Conference playoffs right now, you're hoping that the Florida knocks them out.
Any chance Florida could knock them out?
I don't think so.
At what if you were a Bruins fan? At what point would you say, uh-oh, like, if you lose Game 3, would you have the oh god?
Yeah, if you lose Game 3, I would be a little like go uh oh.
So you're one loss away from having the, I don't like the looks of this at all.
Why? This doesn't feel great. No, yeah. because now all of a sudden you're looking at a must-win game 4.
On the road.
On the road.
Yep.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Baseball stuck on your hand kind of thing, Raymond? You really are.
It's pretty
simple.
We're
talking about sticky stuff. I mean, Raymond's a genius.
You really, you know what? You tell us stories through song.
Plus, who doesn't love Lionel Richie?
I watch Lionel Richie all the time. He's on American Idol.
I could Wonderful. See you singing some Lionel for us at some point.
I'd love to.
I think you'd sound good in that, for your voice. I think it would be nice.
You think so?
That's right around your range.
Maybe the Rangers win the series against the Devils. I belt you out, hello?
Is it
me
you're looking for?
Maybe.
I like that.
I could do that for you.
Yeah, you could. Hello? It's almost like you're singing it to your next opponent.
Gonna have to add that to Mrs. Doubtfire and Adele.
Hello.
Right.
I don't think people really appreciate the singing voice of one Dave Rothenberg.
How so? What do you think?
I think they take it for granted sometimes. I don't think they realize it, probably because we're not on television. If you really had the chance to see the amount of energy and emotion that you put into every performance.
Well, because I sing out of a love for the song and for.
Open your head above water.
What it is, though, I think you really like you connect to the lyrics that you're singing, though.
That's right.
I can feel it.
I'm a big theme song guy, too.
It goes on and on and on and on.
That sounds like something could be wrong with me there, though.
Yeah, that sounds like you sound like the gingerbread man in
Shrek, yeah.
Shrek.
Yep.
That's not a great sound. But there are some where it's like, you're like, oof, this is, what a job.
There are some where I'm like, I think you missed your calling. And then there are others where he's troubled.
Maybe I should try it for American Idol.
Eh.
No?
Nah. I think you could.
Take me out to the crowd. This is a little Cracker Jack.
I would erase that if we could erase one thing. That's
Why?
Terrible.
It's what, awful. Terrible? You don't know terrible. That was good.
That was just, I mean, you big-footed me and Buster.
No, because we had a verbal contract that we were going to all sing together, and then all of a sudden, you're gone.
That's because you just took off, and then we weren't together. It was a mess.
I didn't take off at all. I was singing.
You just shouted everyone down.
What did you want me to do? Whisper it? Take me out to the ball.
No, I wanted us to harmonize. I wanted us to be like a group.
I didn't know. I was just singing. Sometimes just I get swept off. Away with the music.
You're just doing your own thing.
I can't help myself. All right, so last night, we got to get to the Yankees as well. That was, and by the way, and I know we've said it, and I was just telling the guys, this is not a technology issue. I swear to you. I detest games on Amazon.
This is no joke. I'm not lying to you. I almost included it in the Thursday Open, how much I hate having to watch the game on Amazon.
So I hit home on my remote. I hit Amazon, Amazon Prime, go on to the game. No issues whatsoever. Watch the game. But you know what it is, and I know you know what it is. It's like a prisoner. I can't go anywhere else. For me to flip out of that in between innings and get to the Islanders game or you know, the Panthers game or an NBA game. Now I got to jump through hoops. By the time I get to that game, guess what? The next inning has already started.
Right. I have no flexibility.
It is awful.
I actually just started looking through random channels. Once it wasn't on Yes, I was like, please. I was just checking other channels, and then I was like, you know what? You can't fight this anymore. It's on Amazon.
Yeah. Well, didn't you know, like, the Friday package from last year has kind of been moved to Wednesdays? Wednesday night's going to be the Amazon night.
Yeah, I did, but because I hate it so much, and I had the Islanders game, which is the game I really wanted to listen to, and the TV in the living room is the one that has the stupid Apple TV to get the app, I got stuck with that one. So I had to do what you do. I had to watch halfway in the kitchen and halfway in the living room.
Oh!
And I can't go flipping back, because usually what I could do is I could put one up top, and then when there's a commercial, I can flip back, so now I have... I'm joggling. Toss. What is it called?
Toggling.
I'm toggling.
Joggling. Now I'm joggling. RJ.
You want to tussle?
I'm joggling.
We're struggling with the words.
You really are a treat, aren't you? Now I'm joggling. Oh,
technology.
No. I'm not going to let you do that. I am technologically horrendous, and I admit that, but this is not the case. I'm locked in.
I'm not killing you for that.
Yeah, I'm locked into a game I don't want to be locked into.
We agreed with you during the break.
Yeah, but part of the beauty of watching television is the ability to surf channels. I love it.
To joggle.
Okay, so now you're going to participate?
You say nothing. I haven't heard you. I didn't even know you're still here.
It just so happened to coincide with a free moment I had.
I didn't even realize it. I mean, you're sitting here, you're tweeting, you're podcasting, you're screening calls, but this man says joggling, and now all of a sudden
joggling.
I was busy before, and now I'm not.
Can I hear it? You don't care.
No. I'm joggling.
Oh, that's a good drop. Raymond, that's going to have to make stars of the day, right?
I'm joggling.
I see what you did there.
Why?
I do get what you're saying, though, because there's a lot of moments where if the Islanders were in intermission and I'm watching the Yankees and I'm just like, do I really want to turn off the stream? I'll just sit here and watch the commercial.
And that's what I did also. You know what? I guess
it's laziness, I participated in the laziness.
No, I don't agree. It's not laziness. I'll tell you why. How long do you think in between innings takes?
90 seconds.
Okay. How long do you think it takes to joggle from the Yankees game over to, let's say, the Islanders game?
I'd say a solid, like, 15 seconds each way. Like,
oh, I would say more than that. You're a good joggler, then. You can get there that quickly?
Yeah, you hit the home button over the cable, and yeah.
Okay, can we say 20 seconds?
Yeah, okay, so 20 each way. Now it's
20
40.
Each way,
yeah.
So that's 40. So now you have under a minute to watch the Islanders.
Yes.
And early in the Yankees game, no big deal. But now you're late stages. Yeah, Mike Trout on the way, or, you know, big moments of the game. You don't want to joggle your way out of seeing the biggest moment of that game.
You know what the worst part is, too? When you joggle your way and you miss both big moments. You're like, oh, there's a big at bat coming, and then you joggle back to the Islanders, and you miss a scoring opportunity. So you're like, I just missed both things.
Yeah,
that's
I'm a great joggler, but not everyone can joggle the way I can.
Wow. I think you're going the right way, though. It just throw money at the problem with like 17 televisions.
I think that's the wave of the future.
Man cave with the wall. Yeah. Televisions.
It'll eliminate full on joggling, and you'll be able to just, you know, watch the different televisions on the wall.
It's got
to
be a record for the amount of times you said a single word.
Well, it's a great word.
Oh,
I'm a big fan of homemade words on the show.
I'm joggling.
I like how he says it too with such vigor, right? Joggling. That's what he was doing.
I knew once it came out of my mouth that it wasn't right.
Well, but you know what? I think you had a chance. Where you really doomed yourself is when you said, wait, what's the word?
Well, because it didn't sound right. I knew the word I wanted to say. To toggle was the word I wanted to say.
Right, and I know that. But I think if you didn't draw attention to it, you could have joggled your way right out of that tight spot.
Same energy. No reef reels.
Joggling. Yeah, but maybe it's new. Maybe if when you toggle and juggle at the same time, you joggle.
It is a word, apparently.
Wait, no.
Yeah.
Joggling is a word?
Move or cause to move with repeated small bobs or jerks.
Which this works for Rick, I think. I think it works.
It depends on what I'm watching on television.
When you say small jerks, can RJ be involved in this conversation or no?
Wow.
Sorry. Anyhow, I'm watching the Yankees last night. That had like big game feel to it, didn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're talking about three of the best players in baseball.
I mean, Ohtani hits a near bomb. Judge goes over the wall and brings it in. Then you have the Trout at-bat later. You have the Judge home run. You know, the big Ohtani at-bat. Like, that game, it had everything you could possibly hope for. That was a really entertaining game.
It was a really entertaining game. The Yankees' bullpen was good. Outside of the Wandy Peralta balk that ends up having the, allows Urshela to tie it up.
He was good, by the way.
Who, Wandy?
Yeah, I thought he was really good last night.
Well, yeah, we had the big strikeout of Ohtani in the seventh. And then you got the fortunate break with that Trout.
You say break. I didn't think that was an egregious call.
I did not think that he swung.
Oh, really? But no, I thought it was very close.
It was very close, but I've watched it a couple different times. I did not, especially because it's Mike Trout. It would have loaded the bases. But the initial point you made about that game was, I think, the biggest takeaway for me yesterday, because I know Judge is awesome and can play center field at a high level and all those other things. Anthony Volpe yesterday, you got a chance to see his entire skill set.
Yeah, he made a great play late in the game going into the hole, right?
On Rendon, yeah.
Yeah, it was a terrific play, and they easily got him out. Then you know, he's a base stealer, so he adds that dynamic. Like, you can tell that, A, he's more comfortable, B, he's heading in the right direction.
Right. Like, even the base, and they didn't give him credit for the steal, where you could just tell, like, he's completely in the mind of the pitcher. He's bouncing all over the place. Pitcher doesn't know what the hell to do with it. He's getting frustrated. And even the catcher, to a point, catcher gets the ball, drops it, and as soon as he dropped it, boom. The Volpe, great read, gets the second base.
Right. And he adds a dynamic you haven't had in quite some time for the Yankees. An athletic speed dynamic that's just not been there.
Well, yeah, but also think, too, I mean, I know Judge is, I mean, you're paying him the money you're paying him because he has the ability to hit, you know, hit home runs. But, I mean, just the thought that rather than have DJ LeMahieu, who's great, now I got Anthony Volpe, he gets on first, now he can steal second, and it doesn't have to be a home run. I mean, a two-run home run's great, but if he hits a single, we're going to score a run. I think this was part of the reason why we were talking about Volpe being the starting shortstop was because of this ability.
Right, because now you lengthen the lineup and you don't have Stanton, but you're still able to get by. So, and then, by the way, and I know we got a break, Judge was, Judge showed you why he is, if not the best, you know, one of the top two players in the world right now.
Well, yeah, the two defensive plays, you had the big home run. I mean, talk about having a first inning. Rob Ohtani and then hit a two-run home run. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
He's something else.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.